This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Pit Fight song, Doran's not here today, so something special must be going on. You know I ain't playing this. Something very special is going on. Not only are we joined by Pat from Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi, the head coach of the Pitt Panthers, we got him live in studio, fresh off of ACC Media Days in Charlotte. I don't know when you guys sleep, Coach.
We get a little sleep every once in a while, but, you know, sleep is overrated. You really don't need much sleep, do you?
As a morning show host, I would agree with that. With two kids who never sleep, I'm lighting the candle at both ends. Yeah, you don't really need sleep. Sleep is, you can sleep when you're dead, right?
That's right. That's right. We don't, a lot of sleep there, but, we're excited to be here today. It's been a while since I've been in the studio here, so it's always good to see you.
You knew your way in. I saw you coming out of the car, walking right up like you own the place.
I know exactly where to go.
You walk around. There's a nice jersey down the hall that pays homage to the relationship between Pitt 93.7 the Fan. So this is a home game for you in here, and Eli Holstein is going to join us as well. So the three of us will shoot the breeze for a little bit in here. Jerry DePaula retires. And then the ACC says you got to release the injury reports 2 days before games. Do you think that's why Jerry retired? Do you think he might have had an inkling that that was going to be going down?
Yeah, he wanted to have his own little injury report, but, there's no doubt about it. I think Jerry's upset right now that he can't just get all the injury information, but that'll be another interesting thing in the ACC.
Yeah, just one of 8 million changes going on in college football right now. Now, you said in Charlotte, and I'm paraphrasing, that you didn't lose anybody in the portal that you were trying to keep. Now, I think a lot of coaches say the same thing. I know what your roster looked like last year. I know what your roster looks like now. I think you're actually telling the truth. So what's the secret to player retention at a time where, yikes, that doesn't seem very easy?
Yeah, Adam, I think you're right. I think a lot of people do say that, but, I'm always going to tell it like it is, not beating around the bush, but we certainly have everybody back. And I think it starts with, it's not something that, once the portal opens up, we start to activate this, hey, this is the guidelines, this is what we do. I think it's every day. I think it's how we are in the office every day. I think it's just the culture we've built. And I think that culture word is used all over the place, but I think it's just how we're around our kids. I think when our kids get in there and they're getting offered from different places, people are tampering all over the place, but I think they know how we treat them in that building. They know there's a real relationship. It's not fake. It's not what can he do for me today? Let me love him up today and be nice to him. It's every day. That's what we do. That's why I coach football is to be around our kids. I love doing this. And that's the fun part about it.
There's a lot of college football that doesn't feel like college football anymore, a transactional element to it. When you watch Pitt, it feels like college football. I mean, your linebacker core, among the best, maybe the best in the country. Players that have been here, that the fan base loves, that now, hopefully, in Pitt fans' minds, going to go out as ACC champions. I mean, you guys still seem to have that soul of college football in that program, in the culture like you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, we talk about team all the time, and I think, you know, the team concept is so important. Our guys have fun playing the game, right? I mean, we play football, and we're not just out there to make money or do whatever. We want to go play football and have fun, and I think that's all part of it. And I think, you know, one of those culture things we talk about is you know, we make it fun. To me, if you're practicing every day and you're not having fun at practice, you got a problem. If you're not competing and having fun, you know, that's when, you know, when it becomes just strictly business, mm-hmm. And it's transactional, like you're saying, and just like, hey, what can you do for me today? I think that's when you have problems. But I think we still play the game like peewee football. We're having fun at Pitt.
Now, I mean, and Eli Holstein joins us as well. I didn't play football. I don't know if that's obvious.
Really?
Just by taking a look at me. I'm not even big enough to kick or punt or do any of that stuff. But your defense, aggressive, bringing pressure, it seems like it would be a fun defense to play in. Your offense with Cade Bell, you're running plays every 6 seconds. You're throwing the ball all over the place. You, Eli, get to hand it off to Desmond Reed, throw it to Desmond Reed. Kenny Johnson, you got speed to burn. So speak to what Coach was talking about a little bit there in the fun element of playing for this program.
Like he said, this team has a lot of fun. I would say this is definitely the most put together and just well-bonded team that I've ever been a part of. I mean, we're always hanging out outside of the locker room, outside of the facility, just doing anything we can just to be around each other, you know, because we love each other and we're as close-knit as a team can get. And when you have a team like that, it makes football just even that more fun.
I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, so I'll say things. You don't have to agree or disagree. The guess is that people were tampering with you. I'm not even going to look at you when I say it. And that there are probably teams sniffing around because you're damn good. So why here? And what do you think you personally can accomplish this year in the team?
Just because of the relationships that I've had since I've been here. I mean, relationships with Coach Doozy and, you know, the city of Pittsburgh is what brought me here, and it's what kept made me stay. And just having a relationship with him and everybody on staff. I mean, that's one of the things that really spoke volumes to me and my family, is how great of people are on the staff and in the city. And these teammates, you know, they're my brothers now. They're, I mean, you know, I'm going to have relationships with these guys for the rest of my lives. And I'm going to be, some of my guys have talked about us being, you know, 70 years old, just sitting there talking about, you know, the day we beat West Virginia in the backyard brawl, you know, games like that. You know, just, it makes football that much more fun, and it doesn't really matter if people are trying to, you know, take me away from something like that. You know, the ball's in my court, and I made the decision to stay here because of that.
This is a true story. So, 2nd and 30, I'm sure you both remember that fondly, in the backyard brawl. I was trying to fall asleep that night, and when I closed my eyes, I saw you with your helmet off screaming at the student section, and I could see it vividly right now. You had a lot of highlights last year. Team had a lot of highlights last year. Was that your number one moment, backyard brawl, and what you were able to accomplish and do in that game?
Emotion-wise, probably that game was number one, just because of the rivalry, my first time being in a situation like that. But I would say the Cincinnati game. I feel like that comeback was, you know, just a lot more monumental. And just where that was in our season, talking about that, you know, the talks that I have with Kyle Lewis about that game. You know, after we beat Kent State, you know, everybody was talking about how great I did, you know, but Kyle Lewis kept it real with me. He's like, told me, he's like, hey, you know, all the quarterbacks last year won their first game, but they didn't win anything after that. And so it kind of made me, you know, like think, hey, I got to keep working. And then after the first half, Kyle looked at me and kind of was like, hey, you need to remember that. And then I just want to calm down, you know, apologize to dudes. You know, we got everything together and we just went out there and got the win and something like that. And I was talking to a bunch of seniors on the team. And that was the win that propelled us to, you know, be 7-0 when we were. You know, we were talking about, you know, we lose that game, it's a whole different season. But being able to come back, win that game, just carried momentum on, you know, through next games and all that stuff, and just really propelled us to have a great season.
Eli Holstein, Pat Narduzzi joining us live in studio. And again, I didn't play, but I've been in a lot of locker rooms, and I've heard from a lot of coaches that you can have a good team with great coach leadership, but you can have when you have great teams, you got great player leadership. And you hear that about Kyle Lewis, and you return those guys on a defense where you guys created a lot of havoc last year. You were 5th nationally, defensive touchdowns, 6th in sacks, 4th in tackles for loss. I think most of that was a Syracuse game. I'm just kidding. I just want to make fun of Pony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What can you say about the senior leadership, and do you agree that you've got a locker room that can lead itself?
I do. And, I think, this team obviously is different than last year's team, but I do believe, our guys have learned from some of the ups and downs that we've had throughout, really my 10 years so far. There was lessons last year that we learned, and I think our guys understand even more now how important that team, that locker room is to leading this football team. And our players are taking more ownership this summer as a whole. I mean, with Coach Stacchiotti in the weight room all year, their team runs together. They've bonded and really grown together.
Year two with Cade Bell, year two with Eli, and you guys could both answer this question, your comfort level, trusting what they got going on, Coach, and then Eli, how you're feeling running this offense now in year two.
Eli, you want to start or you want me to go?
You can go first.
I'll go. I think year two, I sit out and watch practice yesterday morning. We get about 50 minutes on the field with the team and just watching how sharp they are compared to last year. I mean, there's just everybody knows what's going on. You see Eli out there telling a receiver that he ran the wrong route or he's got to get more depth, whatever it is. Last year it was Cade Bell telling the receiver. Mm. Now it's Eli telling guys what to do, where to be, and what they got to, how they got to finish a play. And I think that's the important thing. That year two is huge. And, you watched the Kenny Pickett era. I think Kenny Pickett sat right there a few years ago, and we won a championship. But that's kind of, what happens. I mean, year two is going to be better than year one with Eli and Coach Bell, and year three is going to be even better.
What about you? How's your offseason gone in terms of the work that you've put in? You feeling well physically and just your comfort level in the offense now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm finally healthy. It's good to be finally healthy, 100%, being able to just go out there and play free, not have that in the back of my mind, just go out there and play ball, have fun, But like you said, year two is always going to be a lot better than year one. We're a lot more comfortable in this offense. There's not a lot of questions and everything like that. We know exactly what's expected, what we need to do. And, the message to, the whole team this year from me has been, hey, we're light years ahead of where we were at this point last year. And we started off pretty dang good. Now we need to finish, but with as good as we played last year, we are 10, 20 times better than what we were last year. We got more experience. All these guys, we got a lot of guys coming back, playing ball. We're a lot deeper this year. So it's just going to make us play a lot better in year two. And, great things are going to come.
Is your favorite thing just handing the ball to Desmond Reed? And then, okay, I'm just going to start jogging down the field. Like, we're going to line that thing up like 35, 40 yards. Maybe he'll just take the thing the distance. What a player he is, guys.
He's a lot of fun to play with. I wouldn't say my favorite thing is to hand it to him. I like throwing it to him. He helps me out on that part.
That's what turned around that Cincinnati game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's an angle you can take on that guy. And you're not going to catch him from behind, obviously. But, yeah, sure, rack up the throwing yards.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the throwing yards. I mean, it's nice to be able to throw it behind the line of scrimmage or 2-3 yards across the line of scrimmage, and he can take it 70 yards. I like to give him crap on one play. We were coming out of the end zone against UNC, threw it to him over the middle. He broke a safety tackle, and I started celebrating with the offensive lineman. There's no way Dez is getting tackled, but it was towards the end of the game, and I'm sitting there celebrating with Bear, Coop, and all that, And I just hear Bell start calling another play in the headset. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are we going for two or something? And I look down, and then I see Dez on the ground. I gave him so much crap for that. Talking about, oh, I thought you were this fast guy, you know, get caught and everything.
I love
like that.
But
that dude could play. He ran him down and got him, but, you know, we got the win. That's all that matters.
Coach, is there a ceiling you put on that guy? I mean, for what he can accomplish this year, all-purpose-wise?
There's really no ceiling because he can be in the return game. We just got to keep him healthy, keep him on the field. You know, he's an offensive weapon. We want to make sure we got that. We've got other guys that can get involved in the return game, but there is no ceiling for him.
He's tough as nails, too.
He really is.
I feel like he can almost be his own worst enemy. Like, he's out there, I think, at times seeking contact. And, you know, Mike Tomlin always says, he would say this about James Harrison, he's not small, he's short. Like, I don't think Desmond Reed knows he's not the biggest guy in the world because, I mean, he'll lower his shoulder now.
He knows it, but now he's jacked up. You see him with his shirt off in the locker room. I mean, this kid's got a different neck. I've never seen a neck like this. He's got things. I don't know what they are, and you certainly don't know what they are.
No. I don't even know if this is an ab. It's one ab. It's just one continuous ab. So I know expectations for you guys are sky high internally. And I don't know what to make. You read all these national publications about any team, returning starters, non-returning starters. I don't think the media knows what the hell they're talking about. And I say that as a member of the media. It's a totally different era in college football. I also heard you talking about, well, UNC should be there too, right? Because they got Bill Belichick. He's this great head coach. And if you guys, because you don't have him in the regular season, if you lined up against North Carolina in the ACC championship game and you beat those guys, the amount of Steelers Pitt fans that would be thrilled because you would be able to exact levels of revenge that are necessary on Bill Belichick. You'd have people, they might be burning couches like they would in Morgantown, Pat.
We don't burn couches in Pittsburgh. We got different ways of doing things.
Yeah, just turn on the victory lights and sing a couple songs. I think Pitt/Steelers fans, if that's how it all played out, I think it would be the perfect culmination for Pitt fans.
Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
One last thing I wanted to say. So you didn't bring Eli to ACC Media Week because you say the last two times that didn't go so well. You're afraid of the jinx. I will remind you guys that the last time there was a quarterback who did a weekly show on The Fan, that was Kenny Pickett. He's third in the Heisman voting. Wins an ACC championship. We might need to make something happen with Eli.
Let's get an NIL deal done. Let's get Eli on.
We got to get Spack on the phone.
I'm all for it. Let's get it done.
We'll get him to sign it up. Oh, he's a guy who gets things done. Actually, I think he'd help you out in the recruiting side of things maybe a little bit.
He could get that done too, Spack would.
Guys, this was great. Real pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully we get a chance to talk a bunch during the season. And we usually talk Backyard Brawl Week. We talk a bunch during the year. So looking very much forward to it, guys.
No doubt. We need to get you in August on campus, get you at our practice facilities and do your radio show from there.
I would love to do that.
We're going to get it done. As long as you don't, you know, write down some information, start sending it back to, you know.
You even think I know what I'm looking at? Hey, you think I know, you think I could pass
information?
You're just
like the rest of the media. You don't know what you're looking at, I guess, huh?
Exactly right, except for DePaulo, and that's he retired. He knew what was going on with the injury designation. Thank you, guys. Seriously, this was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate you having us on.
Take care, guys. Thank you, Eli. Nice to meet you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.